弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
感谢主带领我们有平安美好的一周，今天又能够聚集在一起，我们一同来敬拜他。
Thanks to the Lord, we have a peaceful week. Now we can gather together to worship Him again.
我们先来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父神，我们感谢你的恩典，你的怜悯。你又聚集弟兄姐妹，让我们同心合意，一起来敬拜你。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for your grace and mercy. You have gathered all your brothers and sisters today to come here to worship you in one.
天父，你是那位实在、今在、永在的神。
Dear Heavenly Father, you are the everlasting God.
你是那位圣洁公义的神。
You are the holy and righteous God.
你是也是那位慈爱怜悯的神。
You are the God of love and mercy.
天父，当你真的赐我们生命、新生命的时候，你就把你的圣灵放在了我们的里边。
Dear Heavenly Father, will you give us this new life? You give us Holy Spirit as well in us.
让我们透过主你的恩典、你的圣灵，我们能够认识耶稣基督。
So through your grace and your Holy Spirit, we can understand Jesus Christ.
知道我们是神你的儿女。
So we know we are children of God.
因为我们只有依靠你，我们心中才有真正的平安。
So we know we can only have peace through you.
天父，我们就把今天从头到尾的敬拜，我们交托在主你的手中。
Today we put today's worship into your hand.
主，你赐我们每个弟兄姐妹一颗安静的心。
May you give every brother and sisters a quiet heart.
主，让我们真正的能够进入主你的真理，明白你的真理。
So we can enter into your truth and understand your truth.
让我们真的知道，我们真的是需要你的帮助。
So we truly know we need your help.
我们需要主你圣灵的引导我们。
We need the guidance of Holy Spirit.
让我们能够谦卑在主你的面前。
So we can humble ourselves before you.
天父，我们今天也特别的继续为美国的总统 Trump 来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, today we specially pray for President Trump.
求主特别的来保护怜悯他。
May you protect him and have mercy on him.
求主让他脱离凶恶。
May you help him escape from danger.
主，你让他真的的身体能够早日的康复。
So he can recover soon.
天父，我们今天也把我们教会中那些在病痛中的弟兄姐妹，我们交托在主你的手中。
Today we also put all brothers and sisters who are in bad health into your hands.
求主你给他们力量，给他们信心。
May you give them strength. May you give them faith.
让他们在经历这些难处的时候，也能够全然的来依靠主。
So when they experience this, they can still rely on you wholeheartedly.
主，我们谢谢你。
We thank you, God.
我们祷告，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray this in the holy name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
今天我们开始看使徒彼得写的第二封书信。
Today, let's start with the second letter Apostle Peter wrote.
那么这是彼得后书呢，是在彼得前书之后，在彼得为主殉道不久前写给教会的。
This book of second Peter is after book of first Peter, and it's shortly before Peter was martyred for the Lord.
那么他在开始两节，他说：“做耶稣基督仆人的使徒和西门彼得，写信给那因我们的神和救主耶稣基督之意与我们同得一样宝贵信心的人，愿恩惠平安因你们认识神和我们的主耶稣多多的加给你们。”
In verse 1 and 2, Peter said, "Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ."To those who have obtained a faith of equal standing with ours by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ, may grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord.
所以从这两节经我们可以知道呢，彼得书信是写给一群信耶稣的人，就他们，因为他们是有跟彼得有一样的宝贵的信心的人。
So from these two verses, we know that this book is written to believers. They already believe that they have the same faith as Peter.
让他们因为认识耶稣基督，那些恩典呢，就更多的加给他们。
Because they know Jesus Christ, grace has been multiplied to them.
那么彼得后书三章一节告诉我们，这两封书信的目的呢，都是提醒这个学，提醒当时的信徒，激发他们诚实无伪的心。
Second Peter chapter 3 verse 1 tells us that the purpose of both of these books is to remind the believers to stimulate the honest faith.
那么带着活泼的盼望等候主的再来。
To await Lord's second coming with a living hope.
但是呢，前书强调呢，是在患难中全心依靠主，做基督的好管家。
The book of 1 Peter stressed to completely rely on the Lord during trials and be a good steward for the Lord.
要善用神赐给的恩赐，彼此服侍，一同建立主的身体教会。
Use the gifts wisely that a person has received from the God to serve one another and build up the body of Christ.
那么后书强调的是信徒重生得救后个体属灵生命的成长。
The book of 2 Peter focused on the individual spiritual growth after being born again and saved.
以及在成长过程中呢，要认识和抵挡那些假先知和假教师的错谬邪说。
And also during this growth process, recognizing and resisting erroneous teachings and heresies from false prophets and teachers.
那么在谈到属灵生命的成长，也就是我们通常所说的从重生到成圣，借主灭过程中的生命的不断改变。
Spiritual growth is also referred to as the continuous changes of life from regeneration to sanctification until we meet the Lord again.
那不管我们年龄大小，信主的时间长短，我们都当经常审查我们自己生命的状况。
No matter our ages or the length of our faith, we should always examine our spiritual life.
求主帮助我们的生命在基督里能够不断的长进。
And ask the Lord to help so our lives can continue to grow in Christ.
那么 前几天呢，那么我读了一本书呢，就是在叫马太亨利的传记。
A few days ago, I read a book about the biography of Matthew Henry.
那么马太亨利呢，他是17世纪英国的一位杰出的牧师。
Matthew Henry was a famous English pastor.
那么他也是一位著名的清教徒和最伟大的这个解经家之一。
He was also a very famous Puritan and a great Bible interpreter.
那么从他的一篇日记中，我们可以看到他是怎样审查自己不断成圣的生命。
From one of his journals, we can see how he examined his life of sanctification.
那么他在一篇日记中这样写道。
He wrote in one of the journals.
那么我先把这一段日记呢全部读完，小姐姐妹。再来翻译，那么这样一个整体的感觉。那么他在日记中是这样写的，他说，今天我走完了自己生命中第50年，或者乌宁说，主帮助我走完了生命的50年，现在我进入老年了。那这么多年以来，我一直以忍耐的心宽容我，因着我的罪，我本应该受死亡的刑罚。这是在括弧里面。神不仅赐给我生命，而且生命和近前所需的一切美善之事，来使我的生命更加丰盛。我永远称颂他的名。但是在增进神的荣耀和教会的福音方面，我比别人多做了什么呢？我实在是过着懒散、怠惰、冷淡、无益的生活。主啊，求你怜悯我，让我的余生完完全全为我的救主而活。当我的生命走到尽头时，愿这个生命被甜蜜的永生所代替。
This is what he wrote. Today I finished the 50th year of my life. Or I shall say, Lord, help me finish the 50th year of my life. Now I enter the senior age. For so many years, God always forgave me with patience. I should have deserved the death penalty for my sins. He not only gave me life, but also gave me all the beautiful things that life and godliness need to enrich my life. I will forever praise his name. But in the aspect of increasing God's glory at the benefits of church, what did I do more than others? Indeed, I lived an idle, lazy, cold, and useless life. Lord, please have mercy on me so I can live out the rest of my life solely for my Savior. When my life comes to an end, may this life be replaced by sweet eternal life.
这是马太·亨利呢在50岁生日的时候写的一篇日记。
This is a journal Matthew Henry wrote on his 50th birthday.
我想我们中间可能已经有好多弟兄姐妹已经是接近50岁，或者已经过了50岁。
Among us, I think some brothers and sisters are close to 50 or maybe even past 50.
那么大家听完他的日记，你有什么感受呢？
How do you feel after you listen to his journal?
那么这样一位神的仆人都说自己是过着懒散、怠惰、冷淡、无意的生活。
Such a faithful servant of God said he himself actually just led a life of just being idle, lazy, cold, and useless.
他还常常求主来怜悯帮助他。
And he continuously asked for Lord's mercy and help.
那么我们该当如何审查我们自己的生命呢？
How should we examine our lives?
那么通过今天的信息呢，我想求主能够帮助我们从三个方面来明白重生到成圣的这些真理。
Through today's message, may Lord help us understand the truth about from generation to sanctification.
那我们从三个方面来看，一个就是重生带来的福气，新生命当有的追求，还有成圣给我们的盼望。
We will cover in three areas: blessings from regeneration, things a new life should pursue, and the hope of sanctification.
我们先来看第一点，就是重生给我们带来的福气。
Let us read the first point: blessings from regeneration.
那么这是在第三节和第四节。
This is in verse 3-4.
我们先看第三节，他说：“神的神能已将一切关乎生命和天境的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主。”
Verse 3 says, His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us to His own glory and excellence.
所以这里告诉我们，重生给我们带来的第一个福气就是。神已将关乎生命和天境的事赐给了我们。
This tells us the first blessing of regeneration, that is, God granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness.
那么什么是生命和境界的事呢？
What are things pertain to life and godliness?
那么这里的生命在此是指我们属灵的生命。
The life here refers to spiritual life.
我们相信耶稣就有了一个新的生命，一个属灵的生命，因为有圣灵的内住。
When we believe in Jesus, we have a new life, a spiritual life, with the Holy Spirit living in us.
一切有关这生命的事，神已经赐给我们了。
And God has granted us all things pertaining to this life.
我们原有的生命是败坏的，属灵的眼睛是瞎的。
Our old life was corrupt, and we were spiritually blind.
我们看不见我们的内心，我们所图谋的只是精神和肉体的快乐。
We couldn't see our inner hearts. We only seek pleasures for the body.
今世的虚荣，活在罪恶和过犯之中。
The vanities of this world and living in sin and transgression.
但是现在呢，我们因为认识了耶稣基督，已经蒙他的恩惠，领受了他赐我们的新生命。
Now, through knowing Jesus Christ, we received his grace and the new life from him.
一切有关这一生命的天境的事， 都已经赐给我，赐给你我了。
All things pertain to this life and godliness has been granted to us.
那么什么是清净的事呢？
What are things pertain to godliness?
就是一切领受了新生命的人，如何在今世寄居的日子中，从敬畏神的心来侍奉他，忠行他旨意的一切事。
That is, for all who receive this new life, how to live this life in this world, how to serve him with a fearful heart, and how to follow all commands.
不论对真道的持守, 还是对弟兄姐妹的爱心。
Whether it is about keeping the truth or about the love for brothers and sisters,
还是对所参与的事工的忠心。
All the loyalty in participating ministry,
以及一切使我们的灵命不断丰富和成熟的事，神已经赐给我们了。
All that that make our spiritual life richer and more mature, God has granted to us.
但是我们一定要注意，虽然神已经赐给了我们这一切，并不等于我们已经完全得着了他们。
But we shall pay attention here. Although God has granted all these things to us, this does not mean that we have already fully received it.
那么正如神他已经带领以色列人出埃及进入了迦南。
Just as God led the Israelites out of Egypt and into Canaan.
那么当时呢，神是按照以色列的十二个支派把迦南的地呢都赐给了他们。
At that time, God had given all of the land of Canaan according to the 12 tribes of Israel.
然而如果我们读了出埃及记或者民数记，我们就知道呢，他们并不是立即都得到了这些土地。
But as we read in Exodus and Numbers, we know they did not immediately receive all this land.
他们还需要诚实相信和靠神的恩典奋力的去征战才能得着。
They still need to honestly believe and rely on God's grace to fight hard to get it.
照样，神将生命和前进的事像一份产业赐给了我们。
Similarly, God has given everything pertaining to life and godliness to us, like in any state.
但是我们是不是完完全全得着了呢？
But did we all of us fully enter this?
事实上并不是这样。
Not so.
虽然神已将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给了我们，我们要想得着这一切属灵的丰富，还需要靠我们所神给我们的信心、智慧、力量，努力去支取和享用。
Although God has given everything about life and godliness to us, in order to receive all the spiritual fullness, we still need to rely on the faith, wisdom, and the strength from God to work hard at taking and enjoying it.
那么比方就像是你拿到了一张百万美元的支票。
For example, it's like you have $1 million check.
那么上面有你的名字是给你的，也有给你支票那个人的签字。
With your name on it, and it also has a signature of the giver.
但是你只有相信这张支票是真的。
But only when you believe this check is real.
你也需要签上你自己的名字。
And sign your name.
来去银行存入你的账户，或者是兑换成现金。
And also go to the bank to either deposit the check or redeem for cash.
你才算真正的得着了这笔财富。
Only then you finally receive the money.
如果你什么也不做，那么这张支票对你是毫无意义的。
If you don't do anything, this check is actually meaningless for you.
那么神是怎么样将这一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们呢？
How did God grant everything about life and godliness to us?
那这里第一句就说，通过他自己的神能。
In the beginning of verse 3, it says, through his divine power.
那么在罗马书一章十六节，那么保罗也这样讲，他说这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的人，先是犹太人，后是希腊人。
Similarly, in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, Paul also said, For it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jews first and also the Greek.
也就是神靠着他的大能来拯救我们，也是靠着他的大能把这些赐给我们。
That is through his divine power, God saved us, and also through his divine power, he granted to us all these things.
他也是通过他的自己的能，神能引我们进入了他的丰富。
God led us into his richness by his own divine power.
那么我们其实是何等软弱，我们不会自己就能进入他的丰富中。
We are actually very weak. We cannot enter his richness ourselves.
我们也是何等的愚昧，对于我们生命中的很多的先进的美事，我们也是不能明白的，靠我们自己。
We are also very foolish and couldn't understand many good things about life and godliness by ourselves.
但是感谢主，神已经通过他自己的神能把这些事赐给了你我，我们只需要靠着我们的努力来，还有信心来去支取他。
But thanks to the Lord, God has granted to us everything through his divine power, and all we need to do is take it by faith.
那么为什么彼得在这里可以这样的大胆的说，说神已经将这一切的关乎生命进去赐给我们了？
How can Peter boldly say that God has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness?
那么有什么凭据可以确让我们确知神已将这一切赐给了我们呢？
What evidence do we have to make sure that God has given us all these things?
那么这就是这句话里面告诉我们，这个凭据就是皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主。
The evidence is also in verse 3. Through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence.
所以这里面关键是我们是不是真正认识这位主。
The key here is do we truly know our Lord?
那么这里的认识呢，不是我们对一个人的一些简单的了解。
Here the knowledge is not about simple understanding of a person.
那我们可能说啊，我认识那个人，认识那个人。可能是说你对他有一点了解，很可能他对你呢，可能根本啥也不知道。
In our daily life, we would just say, "I know who." It's really just mean I may know a little bit about him. He may know nothing about me.
所以这里的认识呢，它是指一种非常亲密的关系。
Here, the knowledge here refers to a very close relationship.
所以是一种双向的关系。
It's a bi-directional relationship.
你认识他，他也认识你。
You know him and he knows you.
那么这个词呢，是在圣经中最早用在亚当与夏娃的关系上。
This word was firstly used in the Bible to describe the relationship of Adam and Eve.
那么在创世纪的四章一节，他这样说：有一日，那人和他妻子夏娃同房，夏娃就怀孕，生了该隐。
In Genesis chapter 4, verse 1, now Adam knew Eve his wife, and she conceived and born Cain.
所以这里的同房呢，就是用的认识这个词。
Here the knew Eve his wife, same as lay with his wife.
所以呢，认识是最亲密的一种关系。
So here the knowledge, here is a very close relationship.
所以如果我们已经认识主，就说明我们与神建立了一种特殊的亲密。
If we truly know the Lord, that means we have entered into a special intimate relationship with God.
就能确知我们可以从神给我们的恩赐中支取一切生命和切近的事。
And we can be certain that we surely can take everything that pertains to life and godliness.
也就是说，将一切关乎生命和切近的事赐给我们，与我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主，这两件事是连在一起的，不能分开的。
In other words, giving us everything that pertains to life and godliness and our knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence, these two things are connected, cannot be separated.
所以一切关乎生命和天境的事，是每一个信徒当然可以享用的福气。
Everything that pertains to life and godliness, this is actually a blessing every believer can surely enjoy.
我们当用信心来尽力的去支取， 勇敢地进入神那无限的丰富和他丰盛的生命之中。
We should take as much as possible by faith and bravely enter God's rich and abundant life, which is limitless.
当我们还没有认识主之前呢，我们是无份于生命和接近的事。
Before we know the Lord, we have no portion of these things that pertain to life and godliness.
即使你心中好羡慕，想用一些方法来追求，其实也是徒劳无功的。
Although we may desire them.Or try some other ways to pursue it, but it will still be in vain.
比如说一些不认识真神的人，他们以为说是给教会说是捐钱给教会，那么也必然会多多少少会蒙神的纪念。其实他们这样做呢，就像他们捐钱给那些庙里面便可以得到菩萨的保佑那样，他们是这样的一种心态。
Some people who don't know God think if they donate to the church, they will surely be remembered by God. Just like they can get a Buddha's blessing if they donate it to Buddha's temples.
那么其实呢，他们如果不悔改归向神，认识神的救恩，其实这一切对他们都是徒然的，不能得救的。
In reality, if they don't repent and turn to God, and if they did not receive God's grace, this is also in vain. This cannot save him.
但是我们既然认识了神，我们就从根本上已经有奉与生命和谦敬的事。
But now, since we know God, we have a portion in things that pertain to life and godliness.
所以我们可以靠着我们的信心和努力，支取这一切的丰盛。
And we can take all the richness by faith.
那么既然我们有了这第一样的福气，就是神已经将一切关乎生命和接近的事赐给我们。
Now we have the first blessing, that is, God has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness.
所以通过支取 这一福气，还会给我们带来另一种福气。
Through taking all these blessings, we can also get another blessing.
就是叫我们脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，得与神的性情有份。
That is, you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of the sinful desire.
就是第四节，他说，因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。
This is said in verse 4, by which he has granted to us his precious and very great promises, so that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of a sinful desire.
那么世上从情欲来的败坏，就是指从肉身及世俗方面而来的坏事情。
What is the corruption in the world because of sinful desire? That is the bad things from the desire.
那么这些事会败坏我们的品德，会败坏我们的生命。
All these things will corrupt our character and corrupt our life.
又败坏我们与神之间的关系。
And also corrupt the relationship between God and us.
那么这些属情欲的败坏，是我们属灵生命成长的最大的阻力。
And all this corruption is actually the biggest obstacle in our spiritual growth.
所以神不只是在消极方面使我们脱离世上从情欲来的败坏。
So God not only make us escape from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire on the negative side.
所以他也在积极方面使我们在他的性情上有份。
On the positive side, he also made us partakers in the divine nature.
所以神借使基督复活的大能重生，使我们得到了重生。
God regenerated us through the great power of resurrecting Jesus Christ.
所以这重生的生命就是从神而来的生命。
This regenerated life is life from God.
所以既然它从神而来，也就一定会有这个神的性情上有份。
And since it is from God, it also partakes in the divine nature.
所以呢，我们只有重生才会在神的性情上有份。
So only through regeneration we can partake in the divine nature.
也就是说，重生使我们有能力在我们的生命中自然彰显出一些神的属性。
That is saying regeneration makes us have the ability to demonstrate some of God's attribute.
那么未重生的人无法彰显这些神的属性。
A person without regeneration cannot demonstrate any of these attributes.
那么总是说他想要通过学习呀，通过培训呀，要学，其实结果也不过是一种伪善或者是诡诈而已。
Even when they try to learn or mimic, the result will only be hypocrisy and deceit.
那么所以呢，主耶稣在对人的重生得救，主耶稣这只是讲信心。
So Jesus the Lord only talk about the belief on the topic of regeneration being saved.
而对于已经重生的人，他才讲善行。
And only for the people who have been regenerated, he talk about good deeds.
所以呢，保罗在以弗所书二章八到九节说：“你们得救本乎恩，也因着信。这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的；也不是出于行为，免得人自夸。”
Paul said in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 to 9, For by grace you have been saved through faith.
所以这是保罗。对不起。
So, and this is not your own doing, it is a gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast.
所以这是对刚得救的人讲他们救恩的本质。
This is talking about the essence of salvation to those who are just saved.
那么保罗接着在二章十节说，我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们所行的。
In the following, in verse 2 to 10, Paul said, For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we shall walk in them.
所以这才是讲我们得救之后该有的行事为人的行为。
This is actually talking about the works we should have after being saved.
所以呢，基督徒既然已重生得救，就有了新的生命。
Since Christians have already been born again and saved, they have a new life.
也就当时常省察我们自己，是否常常顺着神所赐我们的生命去行善。
We should always examine our lives that if we are doing good things following the life God gave us,
是否照着神的性情去生活？
Did we live according to the divine nature?
那么这里面神的性情呢，就包括神的一切的属性，比如圣洁、公义、慈爱、怜悯、光明、良善、忍耐、宽容等等这些神的属性。
Here, God's divine natureincludes all the attributes of God, such as holiness, righteousness, love, mercy, brightness, godliness, patience, lenience, etc.
那么既然我们有了神所赐我们的新的生命，我们就当在实际生活中竭力来追求活出我们新生命该当有的样式。
Since we have a new life from God, we should strive to live out the styles matching this new life.
所以这就是我们今天要分享第二点，就是新生命我们该当有的追求。
That's the second point we're sharing today. Things a new life should pursue.
那么这在五节到第九节，我们先来看五节到七节。
The second point is in verse 5 to 9. Let's read verse 5 to 7.
他说，正因这缘故，你们要分外的殷勤，有了信心，又要加上德行。有了德行，又要加上知识；有了知识，又要加上节制；有了节制，又要加上忍耐；有了忍耐，又要加上谦敬；有了谦敬，又要加上爱弟兄的心；有了爱弟兄的心，又要加上爱众人的心。
Verse 5 to 7. For this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, and virtue with knowledge.And knowledge with self-control, and self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love.
那么这里我们看到彼得首先指出，要想活出新生命当有的这些样式，需要分外的殷勤。
Here, Peter first pointed out that in order to live out the new styles of the new life, we need to make every effort.
也就是需要我们的信神的人呢，要竭尽全力去努力的去追求。
That is to do our best to keep pursuing.
那么一个罪人得救以后呢，他不可能不费吹灰之力就能活出讨神喜悦的生命来。
After a sinner was saved, it is impossible to live out a life pleasing to God without any effort.
所以即使神已经把活出讨他喜悦的生命赐给了我们，
Even if God has given us the power to live out a life pleasing to him,
我们在成圣过程中必须要尽我们的本分，分外的殷勤地去追求。
We should do our part during sanctification, making every effort to pursue.
就像前面我们讲到的，你得到了一张巨额的支票，如果你不去努力的去支取，对你也毫无意义。
Just like we mentioned earlier, even if you had a million-dollar check, if you don't cash it, it's useless to you.
所以呢，使徒保罗在腓立比书三章十三到十四节说：“弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前。”向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我们来得的奖赏。
Just as Apostle Paul said in Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 to 14, Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
所以保罗这样的使徒都是这样的去竭力的追求才能得到那奖赏，何况我们这些真的是这样的信徒呢？
感谢主。
For a great apostle like Paul, he still strives to get the reward from upward.So we should even try harder.
那么彼得在这里呢，告诉我们，有了信心，又要加上德行。
Peter also told us here that, after we have faith, we also need virtue.
所以说，有了德行，加上知识，有了这个，再加上那个，有了这个，再加上那个，他就用这个有了什么，再加上什么这样的一个 pattern.
With the pattern of virtue and knowledge, and with knowledge, steadfastness to add on to it.
所以这里也就是信心呢，是我们重生得救时神赐给我们的。那么在此基础上，我们还需要竭力去追求。
So faith is what God gave us. We were born again, being saved, and based on this, we still need to strive hard to pursue other things.
这样我们才能得到后面那几样美好的东西。
So we can receive the other beautiful things in the end.
所以德行呢，在这里不是指通常人们所说的好行为。
Virtue here does not refer to the good deeds people usually talk about.
而是指那些属灵的善行。
But rather the spiritual virtue.
也就是为了讨神喜悦而追求的生活的美德。
And the virtue is we pursue in life is in order to please God.
那么这里的德行和任何文化方面的伦理道德是不同的。
So the virtue here is different from the ethics in any culture.
那么它是建立在神所赐的信心的基础上。
It is built upon the faith from God.
是出于对神的敬畏和顺服和对神的爱。
Out of fear are the obedience for God.
那么是信仰的外在的体现。
It's actually the external manifestation of our faith.
所以不管是什么人，他的标准都是一样的，乃是神确定的。
The standard is the same for all people, is actually set by God.
而那些持定某种文化的伦理道德，那是人们通常所说的道德修养。
On the other hand, ethics based on culture is what people usually refers to as morals or manners.
所以文化不同，那么道德修养的标准也可能改变。
The standards can vary for different cultures.
所以 B， 所以我们经常说修养跟信仰那是完全不同的。
So we say the manners are very different from belief.
有信仰、有修养的人，他不一定有信仰。
A person with manners may or may not have a belief.
那彼得在这里所讲的知识，不是普通头脑的知识。
And the knowledge as mentioned here by Peter is not just common knowledge.
而是指对真理的正确认识和理解。
But rather the correct understanding and comprehension of truth.
还可以帮助我们更好地明白神的旨意。
It helps us better understand God's will.
那么这里的节制呢，本意就是约束自己或者是自我控制。
The self-control here means constrain yourself or self-discipline.
那么特别是指当时那些运动员要想取胜，他就要在各个方面来规范自己的行为。
It was specially referred to self-control and self-discipline for athletes.
所以基督徒呢，要想支配肉体的情欲，就不能让情欲来控制自己。
So, in order for Christians to control the lust of flesh, they cannot be controlled by the lust of flesh.
而有了信心、德行和知识，才能由知识指引自己的德行，控制自己的欲望。
With faith, virtue, and knowledge, we can guide our virtue with knowledge, control our lust.
而不是受欲望的辖制。
And not controlled by our lust.
那么这里的忍耐是指因着信心带着盼望的等候。
The steadfastness here refers to wait with hope through faith.
那么圣经中的属灵伟人都是忍耐的伟人。
We talk about the great spiritual person in the Bible. They are all great persons of steadfastness.
所以他们的成功不是一朝一夕得来的。
Their success is never accomplished overnight.
我们可以看挪亚曾在方舟里忍耐等候洪水的消退。
Noah patiently waited for the subdued flood in the ark.
当然他也在忍耐，一直用了100多年的时间来建立方舟。
He also spent 100 years to build up the ark.
那么亚伯拉罕忍耐等候神的应许。
Abraham also patiently waited for God's promise.
那么大卫王，大卫呢，虽然已经瘦高，且忍耐等候神的时候来到，他才登基做王。
David, although already being anointed, he patiently waited for the timing of God to be enthroned as king.
而主耶稣呢，他是忍耐地接受了在十字架上的苦难，才成为万人的救主。
And our Lord Jesus Christ, he patiently accepted the suffering on the cross and thus became the savior of countless people.
所以呢，基督徒呢，要想在各种属灵的品德或侍奉上结出成熟的果子，也要有忍耐的心。
And Christians should also have a heart of patience if he would like to bear mature fruits in any spiritual virtue.
不论我们引人归主，还是在教会中尽本分的侍奉。
No matter we are leading other people to the Lord or serving in the church according to your position.
或者是我们奉献金钱、祷告或者读经。
Or monetary offering, prayers or Bible reading.
一切属灵的事上也要忍耐等候神的旨意成就。
We shall be patient at waiting for the Lord's will to be done in all spiritual things.
所以在等候主再来的应许上，更需要我们忍耐和警醒的心。
We should be even more patient and alert when we await for the promise of Lord's second coming.
所以一切的焦急、冲动、暴躁等等这些事情，都不是出于圣灵。
All things that are anxious, impulse, or irritable are not from Holy Spirit.
也不是我们基督徒该当有的行为。
And should it be what a Christian ought to have?
那么这边看下面的谦敬呢，乃是指对神的敬畏、忠心和顺服。
The godliness is the fear, loyalty, and obedience to God.
而爱弟兄的心呢，它本意呢是就是弟兄般的情怀或者情感。
Brotherly affection, by its own meaning, is actually the feeling of brotherhood. It's the sentimental of brotherhood.
那么主耶稣呢，在约翰福音十三章三十五节，他说：“你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人就因此认出你是我的门徒了。”
Lord Jesus said in John chapter 13, verse 35, By this all people will know that you are my disciple if you love for one another.
所以这里面的这个弟兄呢，是指一切有蒙一切蒙恩得救有生命的基督徒。
Here, brother refers to all Christians.
他不是那些你自己所喜欢的那些人。
Not just a few of your own liking.
所以他们不论是我们所亲密的或者生疏的
No matter if we are close to or not familiar with
或者是我们所敬佩的或者我们不喜欢的
If we respect or dislike
他们都是我们的弟兄都是我们在基督生命中的肢体
They are all our brothers or members of the body in Christ
所以我们都当用基督的爱去爱他们这是爱弟兄的心
We shall love them with the love of Christ, and this is brotherly affection.
那么爱众人的心呢？其实在希腊语圣经中只有一个字，就是 agape， 就是指属神的爱。
The love in the original Greek language, there's only one word. It refers to the love of God.
那么神的爱呢？是由情感，人的爱是由情感而生的。
Human love originates from emotions.
是因为别人可爱，或者因为别人爱我，我也爱他。
So it's usually because others are lovable, or because others love me, so I also love him.
但是神的爱却是主动的，无条件的。
But God's love is more proactive and unconditional.
神对于人的爱是完全主动和自愿的爱，不设任何的条件。
God's love for people is completely proactive and willing and has no conditions.
所以约翰福音三章十六节说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only son that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
那么在第八节到第九节，那么彼得指出，信徒若能在上述所提这些事上追求，就不至于邪懒不结果子了。
In verse 8 and 9, Peter pointed out, if believers will not be ineffective or unfruitful if they pursue these things mentioned above.
而且他说，若不殷勤地追求这些事，就是眼瞎的。
And you are blind if you're not attentive to pursue these things.
那么在此呢，眼瞎的意思呢，不是指那些没有得救的非信徒。
Blind here is not referring to the unsaved unbelievers.
因为彼得这里写信是给那些有信心的信神的人。
Peter actually wrote to the believers who have faith.
所以在这里，眼瞎是指一些蒙恩得救的信徒。
Blind here actually refers to some believers who are already saved by grace.
只懈在明白一些浮浅的真理。
But they were content only in some shallow truths.
不去努力追求更深的神的真理。
But not pursuing the deeper Bible truths.
只顾今生的好处，不愿意竭力通过忠心主的命令来回报主的赦罪之恩。
Their eyes are fixed.Only on the good things of this life. They are not willing to return God's grace and forgiveness by following Lord's commands.
所以这种生命就是一种邪懒不结果子的生命。
This life is an idle life without fruits.
所以彼得提醒信徒要知道重生得救带来的福气。
Peter reminds believers that the blessings of regeneration.
以及生命新生命在成圣的过程中当该有的追求
as well as the things the new life should pursue
那么就是在这个信心基础上所追求的那些美德
that is on top of faith, the virtues they should pursue.
那么彼得也勉励信徒要带着盼望过成圣的生活。
Peter also encourages the believers to live a life of sanctification with hope.
那么这就是我们要讲的最后一点，就第四节到第十一节，成圣中的盼望。
This is the last point, as in verse 10 to 11, the hope of sanctification.
那么彼得呢，在这个盼望中，那么引导我们看到两种盼望，一种就是今生的盼望，就是永不失脚。
Peter actually showed two kinds of hope. One hope is the hope in this life, that is, we will never fall.
那么我们看第十节，他说，所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和节学坚定不移。你们若行这几样，就永不失脚。
Let's read verse 10. Therefore, brothers, be all the more diligent to confirm your calling and election. For if you practice these qualities, you will never fall.
那么应当更加的殷勤，这是这段经文第二次提到殷勤这个词。
Be the more diligent. This is the second time this passage mentioned diligence.
所以这样反复的提及殷勤，那是为了提醒信徒不可以懈懒，反要更加的殷勤。
This repetition was to remind believers not to be lazy, but be all the more diligent.
那么这里说，使你们所蒙召的恩召和节选坚定不移。说这并不是说神对他们的节选和所施的恩典会因他们的不殷勤或者懈懒而就发生了动摇。
Here it says, confirm your calling at the election. This is not to say that God's choosing and grace will be shaken because of their indiligence.
而是说每位信徒都是蒙神的恩典被节选的人。
Rather, it is saying that every believer was chosen by God's grace.
只要你是蒙恩得救重生，一定会有能力坚定不移的在成圣的过程中不断的追求。
And as long as we are saved and chosen by God's grace, we'll have the ability to keep pursuing in sanctification.
所以通过这些可以显明我们是属于神的人。
And through this, we can show that we belong to God.
所以如果懈懒不追求，要么是属灵的生命出现了瞎眼的疾病。
If we are lazy and not pursuing, either we have blindness disease in our spiritual lives.
所以需要认罪悔改，得到神的医治。
And we need repentance and God's healing.
所以要么就是没有得救，没有新的生命。
Oh, we are not saved, have no new life in us.
也就没有能力来不断地追求成圣的生活。
Thus, we have no power to pursue in the life of sanctification.
那么这里的永不失脚呢，它不是说是永远不会犯罪跌倒。
The will never fall does not mean we'll never sin at the stubble.
而是指不会经常犯罪的跌倒。
But rather not in the habit of sin and stumbling.
那么就像约翰一书三章九节所说，凡从神生的就不犯罪，因神的道存在他心里，他也不能犯罪，因为他是由神生的。
Just as in 1 John chapter 3, verse 9, no one born of God makes a practice of sin, for God's seed abides in him. And he cannot keep on sinning because he has been born of God.
所以呢，这里的不犯罪并不是说从来不会犯罪，而是指那些不停的、继续不断的犯罪。
Here the ESV translates better. It says he cannot keep on sinning, which is not like he never sinned, but rather it refers to continue sinning.
所以在此呢，彼得指出一种永不失脚的方法，就是更加殷勤追求灵命的成长。
Here Peter pointed the way to never fall, which is to be more attentive to pursue spiritual growth.
那么彼得在这里教导我们怎么样才能够有什么方法能够永不失脚呢？
What did Peter instructed us? What method can we have so we can never fall?
那么如果有这样的方法，我想每位信徒都想知道。
If there is such a method, I believe every believer would like to know.
所以彼得在这里把这个方法指示给我们。
Here Peter instructed the method to us.
所以这个方法就是要我们殷勤追求这些属灵的德行。
It is being more attentive to pursue the spiritual virtues.
对，使我们的属灵生命继续不断的成长。
So our spiritual life can continue to grow.
这就像一个小孩子，他常常会摔倒。
Just like little kids, they always fall.
那我们有什么方法可以使这个小孩子不常常跌倒呢？
How can we keep little kids from keep falling?
那么是我们不停地叮嘱他要小心吗？
Not stop telling them to be careful?
或者是由家人不停地来去照顾他吗？
Asking for more caregivers to watch them all the time?
这些都不是根本的方法。
All these are not the fundamental method.
根本的方法就是要培养，要教养这个小孩子能够不断的长大。
The fundamental method is to teach the little kids to grow up.
那么教导他避免跌倒的各样的这些规则。
To teach us the rules to avoid falling.
所以当小孩子长大以后，他自然就会离开这种常常跌倒的情形了。
And when the little kids grow up, they will naturally leave the situation of keep falling.
同样，对我们神的儿女，我们只有我们的生属灵的生命不断的成长，我们才会慢慢的不会不断的跌倒犯罪。
Yeah, similarly for us, children of God, only when we grow, keep growing our spiritual life, we will stop keep falling down.
那么彼得在这里让我们知道的第二种盼望就是我们会进入神永远的国。
Here, Peter also let us know the second hope. We will enter God's eternal kingdom.
所以这里在第十一节，他说这样必叫你们丰丰富富的进入我们主耶稣基督永远的国。
Verse 11, for in this way, there will be richly provided for you an entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
我们知道了圣父、圣子、圣灵。他是合成三位一体的神。
We know God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit formed our Trinity God.
当然，神的国有时也可以称为耶稣基督的国。
And of course, God's kingdom can also be called the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那么主耶稣呢，在约翰福音三章三节，他说。我实实在在地告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Our Lord Jesus said in John chapter 3, verse 3, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
也就是说，重生是进入神的国必要的条件。
That is to say, regeneration is a must in order to enter God's kingdom.
所以重生后继续在成圣的生活中不断追求，我们就会进入神的永远的国。
If we continue to pursue the life of sanctification after regeneration, we will surely enter God's kingdom.
我们不但可以进入神的国，也可以而是丰丰富富的可以进入。
Not only we can enter Lord's kingdom, we can also enter richly.
虽然我们在世上呢 或可能是贫穷的。
Although we may be poor in this world,
但是我们在神的国可以是一个丰富的人。
But we can be a person with riches in God's kingdom.
所以这句话显示呢，一些信徒可以进入神的国，却不能丰丰富富的进入。
Some believers may be able to enter God's kingdom, but they cannot enter richly.
所以他们可能仅仅是得救，不会得到从主而来的任何的奖赏。
They may be merely saved, but not receiving any rewards from the Lord.
而照以上的教训和忠心的信徒，也可以 丰丰富富的进入神的国。
But the believers who follow the above teaching, they can enter God's kingdom richly.
弟兄姐妹们，我们若是蒙神的恩典，重生得救。
Brothers and sisters, if we are born again and saved by God's grace,
我们就会有主耶稣赐给我们的新生命。
We have a new life from our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们就有重生带来的福气。
We will also have the blessings from regeneration.
所以通过重生，神把关乎生命和切近的事赐给了我们。
Through regeneration, God granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness.
也使我们靠着神的恩典脱离世上情欲来的败坏。
And also make us escape from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire.
既然我们有这两样的福气，我们就当在属灵的生命中成长过程中，殷勤追求各样属灵的美德。
Since we have these two blessings, we should be attentive to pursue all kinds of spiritual virtues during spiritual growth.
所以这样我们就可以少犯罪跌倒，丰丰富富进入神的国。
This way, we can sin less and fall less and enter God's kingdom richly.
那么还记得在开始讲的马太恒利的日记吗？
Remember in the beginning, we talk about the journal of Matthew Henry.
他说自己实在是过着懒散、怠惰、冷淡、无意的生活。
He said he really lived a life of idle, lazy, cold and useless life.
他还求神怜悯他，让自己的余生完完全全为救主耶稣基督而活。
He liked to live out the rest of his life solely for the Savior.
让我们一起也来思想一下我们自己的生命。
Let us think about our own lives together.
我们有懒散吗？
Are we lazy?
我们有怠惰吗？
Are we being idle?
我们有冷淡吗？
Are we being cold?
我们有殷勤的去追求这些德行吗？
Are we attentive to pursue these virtues?
那么现在也是因为在疫情中。
Not because of the virus.
所以大多数的人其实是很少的外出。
Most people actually seldom go out.
所以很可能比以往你有更多支配的时间。
You may have more usable time than before.
那我们是否可以拿出更多的时间来喂养我们自己属灵的生命呢？
Can we spend more time to feed our spiritual life?
所以如果我们的灵命不成长，是因为我们太忙碌于属世的事呢，还是因为我们的懈懒呢？
If our spiritual life don't grow, is it because we are too busy in worldly things or because we are too lazy?
盼望每位弟兄姐妹能够带着这些问题能够开始我们这一周的生活。
We hope every brother and sister can start a new week with these questions.
我们来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父神，我们感谢你的恩典，你的怜悯，你今天带给我们主你自己的话语。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for bringing your word to us today.
天父，求主你能够圣灵能够来照亮我们每个弟兄姐妹的心。
May your Holy Spirit shine into each heart of every brother and sisters.
让我们真真实实的来考察我们自己的生命。
So we can truly examine our lives.
看我们哪里有缺乏。
To see where we are lacking.
看我们的自己的生命为什么没有主你想让我们那样的成长。
See why our life did not grow like you would like to.
天父，求主你的圣灵，你的话语，在接下来的这个星期，你提醒我们每位弟兄姐妹。
May your Holy Spirit and your words remind every brother and sisters in the coming week.
主，让我们真实的来认识我们自己。
So we can truly know ourselves.
让我们能够透过主你的话语，能够让我们自己的生命能够结出主你圣灵的果子来。
So through your words, we We can bear fruit of spiritual in our lives.
能够让我们竭力追求你在信息中告诉我们各样的美德。
So we can strive to pursue the virtues you told us in today's message.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
我们祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray all this in the precious name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.